Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. Our number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. And we are on Twitter at Everyman Sports to follow us to get all our updates and anything else we're posting about and talking about. And talking about this week with me is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing grand, son.
And I'm also here with my wife. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing real well.
Excellent job. I'm glad to hear it, guys. So let's start off. I did a solo show last week. You were at the Giants-Redskin game, Dad. Is that true?
Oh, yes, Thursday evening. Yeah, if you're a Giant fan, there was a lot to be happy about.
That's right, absolutely.
And if you're a Redskin fan, it's business as usual on the road.
Yeah, not too much. How was the crowd? The
crowd was a lot of empty seats, so I don't know if it was, the Pope in town, people work, they have children have school, a combination of all those.
Well, absolutely. Well, what time did you get to the game, if I may?
Well, the game was 8:30, so we probably got there 7:30.
Okay. Do you think you needed more time?
To tour around to see all the tailgating. Very
sure.
Extravaganza.
Oh, big time at MetLife.
Biggest... The flagship store was fantastic. I thought it was in Manhattan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Incredible lighting, the product display, the friendliness of people.
Sure.
It was top notch.
Absolutely. Now, without getting into too much detail, what time did you get home?
This is 1:30 maybe?
Right, so it's a Thursday night game, 8:25
right.
is the start, but really it's, a lot of stuff beforehand and then even afterwards as well. So, obviously there's a lot of different factors as to why you got there still that late or early.
Well, yeah, traffic.
Detours to one place or another.
Pick up a friend in Hackensack.
Yeah, you got to do all these
back
things.
Back and forth.
Yeah, and that's just difficult.
And then on the way home between the GPS, your mother, and myself.
Sure.
And
anything else.
Late of night.
Oh, yeah. You have to get there.
Yeah, I made a few.
Yeah, so it takes a while. So, I mean, that's part of the reason why. I'm sure the Pope being in town had a lot to do with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
But also just it's a Thursday night game. I mean, people who go to 1 o'clock games and 4 o'clock games, you still don't get home till it's late at night. And
yeah,
if you,
when we've gone to 1 o'clock games, we usually get home at 7,
yeah.
8 o'clock at night.
You're still putting in a lot of time.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so I thought I'd just point that out.
Yeah.
So you were on locale.
It was worth the while.
Sure. Yeah, of course. You get anytime you can see a live NFL game.
Sure.
It's
and
that's
a great stadium. I mean, it's all modern. It's all that.
That's right. Absolutely. So before we get into the rest of week three and then preview week four, I thought I'd talk about a little bit about the baseball that's going on. We're in the last week of the season. Next to last series are going on. Races are finishing up actually today. The Toronto Blue Jays wrapped up their first American League East championship since 1993.
So there's new blood.
There's new blood, and right now I believe they have the best record in the American League.
Wow.
Royals had it for a long time, and then ever since the trading deadline, Troy Tulowitzki, even though he's been out for
and
a little
Price.
While, David Price being in there. They've got the best two wins over the
Rangers. Isn't that owner one of the richest men in the world?
Rogers. He owns Rogers Communication, which is their main cell phone and I think even cable provider. And that is Canada's team. There's no other baseball team.
Right.
The Expos
are gone. Nope. Yeah, no more Expos. So it's all Blue Jays, and that's what the owner tried to do. He tried to make it so the whole country could get behind Toronto because they're only baseball
Fantastic.
Teams. So, hey, he's got that. Market cornered, and he put a lot into this team.
Now, are you sure that, if I were a maybe West Coast Canadian, I would align myself with maybe some of the West Coast.
Oh, sure.
U.S. teams, just because. Yeah, I'm over in Vancouver, I don't know that I'm going to root for a team that's, you know, a couple of time zones away.
No,
so.
You're absolutely right. But at the same time, when you look at an example like the Dallas Cowboys in the southwestern United States,
I mean, true. They're Mexico's team.
They're Mexico's yeah. team. They even try to push into L.A. Like they try right. to stake a claim in L.A. as, hey, we are part of, you know, even though San Diego and Arizona and, you know, yeah. even
but
Oakland.
I think a lot of people can relate to Toronto. It's a cosmopolitan city.
Oh,
very much so. Yeah.
You know, it's modern. It's young.
Yeah, I would say it's Canada's New York.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
That they even
very
have a
absolutely.
It's a small, but they have like their own version of Times Square.
Well, the whole country
there.
Has like 35 million people.
Yes, and then you hear any number between 75 to 95% live 100 miles from the U.S. border. It can get cold up there.
What, they're going to build a fence there too, or a wall? Or?
It's the was the longest standing border that hasn't defended. I don't know. In any
right.
case,
yeah, I think right. it's the longest standing undefended border.
Yes. Because we're good with them. America's hat, all that stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, so the Toronto Blue Jays, first time since 93, best record in the American League right now. They're trying to hold on to that.
Cubs have to be the biggest story.
Cubs are the biggest story. Between Chris Bryant coming up, who really has kind of put on a good show. We were looking at his stats, 26
right.
home runs, 99 RBIs, and this is a guy who sat out the first couple weeks of the
so
season.
Pay no mention to the 193 strikeouts.
Well, of course not. But 72 walks, which is nothing.
Oh, that's pretty good.
All right, that helps. A 281 average, which I think is best on the team.
Great.
But there's, I believe, Kyle Schwiebacher, who's right now leading off. He's supposed to be a big bopper. Anthony Rizzo is a big
part
of
their
offense.
Manager made the difference.
Joe Maddon absolutely made the difference. And the rookies, of course, made the difference too. But yes, Joe Maddon had a big...
And he trusts young people.
Absolutely.
That's smart.
Absolutely. But I think the biggest contributor to the success of the Cubs has to be their ace, Jake Arrieta.
He'll start.
Arrieta.
One game playing.
Yeah, they have the one game playoff. So check it out. He is 20 wins. The only pitcher
wow.
this year with 20
that's
wins.
Unusual.
I think he's the first pitcher with 20 wins in at least two seasons.
Yeah, since button-down shoes.
Probably. It's been a while. Because everybody says we're never going to have another 20-game winner. And boom, here's a guy, 20 and 6. 1.88 ERA.
Wow. Sounds like they're going to make it.
They're...
But how can you not root for the Pirates, too?
Pirates, third straight year that they're playing the one-game playoff.
Yeah,
the first year, 2 years ago, they won it. Last year, they lost to the eventual champions. And they had a chance to go up against, they're playing the Cardinals right now, actually. They had a chance to sweep the Cardinals
wow.
and then go ahead and contest for the NL Central Championship. Because I don't know about you, but I've talked about it numerous times. The Cardinals, everything goes right for them. So it would have been really nice to see where the, all right,
30,
now you're back.
30 Yankees of the National League.
Absolutely. Yes, of course. And they have just as much swagger. But they're not as in your face about it, which kind of.
I don't think the Yankees are in your face about it.
No, but they're not necessarily in your face about it, but like there's the pomp and circumstance. There's the mysticism
yeah.
and aurora.
Some people call it tradition.
Yes, of course. But when you look at the Cardinals, oh, we have the best fans in America. We smile. We clap for your players.
Yeah.
All right, relax. Yeah, yeah. Calm down. That being said, they always put out a great team.
Right.
And so this was the Pirate chance, but they lost a heartbreaker on, what was that, Monday night. And then they're in the midst of a doubleheader right now. They actually won the first game, but they're losing
Monday
the second.
Didn't they have bases loaded three different times or something? Couldn't push
they
it over?
They really could have.
Yeah.
And a scary moment. One of their outfielders got kneed in the face.
Yeah.
Piscotty. Fine. Oh, but the center fielder, Peter Borges. Yeah, he actually stutter steps. He's like, oh
are
you
these
got
guys
it.
Mutes or can they communicate? What comes
no,
on?
I think
because he's a rookie.
It just seemed like a collision.
How
as
do you
part
run
a
100 feet and not see anything?
I don't know. He actually stopped for a second. He was like, "You got it? Oh no!" And then they went for a slide, and he got a knee. He actually was fine. Like he was released. He was released from the next morning or a little bit later
okay.
on. So. All that stuff. But, yeah, so Jake Arrieta is what the Pirates have to go up against.
Yeah.
And there's all this talk now, you know, people complaining that, you know, the best three records in the National League are all coming out of the Central. It's a shame that one of them has to lose in the play-in game. But as I look at the series against the Cardinals, this is why. This is why you need to win your division.
Yeah, you might meet the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are in Pittsburgh. The Pirates have the second best record in the National League. If you can't take two out of three from the Cardinals in your own town, I'm right. sorry, but you deserve to lose that game. Now, don't forget, Jake Arrieta is on the road and against the Pirates. And I think he has a record of his team has a record of 3-1 against them, and he's given up no more than one run a game in all those games. So yeah, so that's going to be tough for the Pirates to overcome. We'll see how that goes. And then in the American League, that's where the real race is, because the only race that isn't figured out is the wild card. Right now, the Yankees still have a 3-game lead as the first wild card team. Excellent. The Angels are in the second wild card spot by only a half game over the Astros. And then the Twins are 1 game behind. And the Astros and Angels don't play each other anymore. So that's
good. But they've been fading a little bit.
The Astros definitely have been fading. I've been saying they...
You got to be hot late.
You have to be hot late, but also they're a year too early. Yes, they have the eventual AL champ in, Cy Young Award winner in Dallas Keuchel.
Right.
They've got a former batting champ, Jose Altuve. They've got Carlos Correa, the big, big hitter, shortstop. But they're just a year too early, I think. And when you see the way Mike Trout has really come on and all this other stuff, it's just going to be interesting. Who's going to get that one game?
Well, I think it's best for the game.
If Trout gets in?
Sure.
Of course. Because Trout is him and Bryce Harper.
Well, Harper's not in, so.
No. Speaking about Harper.
He's got fingerprints on his neck.
Jonathan Papelbon yakking at him. I mean, this is a guy who grabbed his crotch towards
Papelbon
the Philly fans.
Yeah, but said he's got brothers and so does Harper, and this isn't that unusual.
No, I understand that, but, you know.
You put your hands on another player's neck.
It looked like a felony.
Well.
Wrong league.
Harper dropped the, you want to go? He said, you want to go?
Yeah, right,
now, look,
right.
You say that enough times, somebody eventually
but
is going to want to go.
But he didn't have the strategic leverage.
No.
He was on the bottom looking up.
Yeah, he had the low ground, so that didn't really help it. But, hey. And Papelbon, he choked. He, you know, goes after them. They had the fight, and he goes back out and pitches the next inning anyway.
Right.
So Matt Williams is fired as the manager of the Nationals. He hasn't had a good track record.
He reminds me of a coach that just, or a gym teacher that just throws the ball up and only breaks up fights. Doesn't give any instruction. You know, I mean,
you know, you guys know what to do.
Yeah,
that's kind of
break
how the
it up out
seem
there.
To be operating. This season.
Yeah,
and
very
this
was disappointing.
Look,
but Washington's in disarray, in every sense, politics, sports.
Absolutely.
Nobody's any good down there.
But really, if you're a Nationals fan, now put yourself in that situation. Is the MVP award a consolation prize? Like, do you take, hey, Bryce Harper, he's the MVP. Wow, did we embarrass ourselves?
Or is it, we can lose with you, we can lose without you?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, what do you stand on the MVP as a player, like, in the playoffs? Like, does your team have to make the playoffs for you to be an MVP? A good example is right now in the American League, there's Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
Without Josh Donaldson, the Blue Jays would not have won.
If you had valuable player award?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then go to anybody. You don't have to win. But if you want to be a winner and you want to be most valuable, that probably would be contributing to a win.
My thing is that if it's if you're basing it solely on statistics.
No. Well, that's what baseball is.
Well, it is. Yeah. But, I mean, there's the Silver Slugger Award. There's the Gold Glove Award. I mean... Yeah, I think there's a lot of other
words. If you're looking at an MVP for standout performance, it has to be somebody who...
Made a difference.
Made a difference and helped lead the team to a postseason...
Yeah, a goal, something.
Something. I mean, it can't just be, well, he was really nice and gave us brownies, you know, that's...
Yeah, that's a problem.
You can't be the cleanest shirt in the dirty laundry.
Good point.
You got to be pressed and ready to go.
No, that's true. That's a very good point. So, so baseball's coming out. And, of course, the Mets we are fans. My father and I are fans of the Mets.
Absolutely.
Finally have won the National League East after, was it 9 years?
After the trading deadline. Before that, looking pretty dismal.
I know. So, Mets have won it after 9 years. After the Madoff stuff, after Beltran, you know, looking at called third strike in 06, the collapse of 07, just one thing after another.
So you have to go to through deep valleys to get to high mountain tops.
That's what they tell me. And it helps when they're very young, hard-throwing pitchers. That
and can you spell Cespedes?
True. Although, as of this recording, we were watching television. We saw Cespedes got hit on the hand in a hit-by-pitch. He actually had to leave the game.
Is that the one that he goes for his wallet with?
It's his left hand, so it might not be, actually.
Okay, so he's good to go. Yeah.
So far, you know.
But would you say that the turnaround for the Mets this season happened when Cespedes
joined? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it is. Yeah, so. No news yet on what's going on. But right now the Mets are trying to play home field advantage against the Dodgers, who they have to face.
Well, tie they win
because they have, and right now they have a one game lead over them. And
how many games left?
After tonight, I think they have three or four. Yeah. So it's going to be tough. They just have to win two out of three of the next couple games, and they're even if the Dodgers sweep, the Mets are still good. So, and we'll talk more about that later. So. And then the Yankees are trying to hold on to their spot. The American League East is out of reach, so we'll see what happens. They're sort of fading a little bit, too.
Well, it'd be an amazing accomplishment without Jeter.
Without Jeter. Yeah.
Without that great relief pitcher.
Right. But the resurgence of Rodriguez, although he's now turning into the Rodriguez of old late in the season.
His age, that was predicted, right?
True.
Who knew you had to wait till the last week?
He was never a consistent player. I mean, he'd go from having a phenomenal season to, why are we paying this guy so much money?
He had alternating MVP years where he won, I think, the MVP in 07 and 09, and then 08 and 06 were just not good at all.
Yeah.
But I think he's won a lot of, a lot of fans over. I mean, he was pretty much humble and kind of took his medicine and moved on. So, I think all Americans like to give people a second chance, love redemption and everything else about sports.
That is very true. That's where you get it, the redemption. So moving on to the NFL, week three, we had the Giants finally break the snide, and then also the Eagles against the Jets. The Jets are 0-10 against the Eagles all time during the regular season.
But the Eagles are 2-0 when the Pope visits.
That's apparently true. Very much true. Well, I think they did. I think the Pope may have blessed Bradford's knees. I know that was the big thing Eagle fans wanted.
Well, I thought the funniest thing was I saw Warren Buffett in a Miami Dolphin uniform. I mean, a guy that knows so much. I mean, that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I mean,
I said about that game, no matter what, it was going to be messy football. I mean, neither one of those teams are tight at all.
No.
So it was again a question of, well, who's going to be the least worst today?
And of course, you know, the new butt fumble, the lateral or whatever that was.
Did you really think he was laterally?
Well, what other reason would he have been
doing? Reaching for the first down.
No, that was not reaching for the first down. No, you saw reaching for the first down in the Lions Broncos game.
Okay.
Remember when Megatron
he's like, hey, I'll get
this little bit. Oh, it got knocked on my head.
Oh, okay, you're right.
No, but here's the thing about the Marshall. It wasn't fourth down. It wasn't the end of the half.
Yeah.
It was just a play. He thought he could maybe be cute about it, but that was a bad, embarrassing play.
Well, we saw that in the playoffs with Dallas.
Yeah.
With that wide receiver.
That's right.
Don't forget, they're flamingos.
Who's that?
Wide receivers.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're always the best dressed. They always wear the purple clothes, the feathers, you know.
Yeah.
And so they think they can get away with anything.
Yeah,
and just
true.
Apologize and move on.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a big one. Atlanta overcoming three Joseph Randle touchdowns against the Cowboys in Dallas. Come back and beat up on
them.
That's
a good point. The fact that they can do things on the road tells you they're changed.
Yeah.
Cowboys had 28 points in the first half. I think none in the second half at home. That's amazing.
I saw the tackling was hideous.
Right. But Dan Quinn, I think, the coach of the Falcons, has really, he's made sure that they're going to go far. Cincinnati looks for real, beating up on Baltimore.
Well, that's regular season.
That's true.
Let's get Andy in the playoffs and see what happens. He looks disinterested in the playoffs.
But I heard an interesting thing. People were so sick and tired of them just winning 10-6 that they really thought they would take a step back this year. Oh, yeah, yeah, they've been good for 4 years in a row, but they'll take a step back.
Well, you remember the disappointment.
True.
I mean, Beltran could go in the Hall of Fame, and you mentioned
he will be a Met
of his career.
He's going to be a Met,
taking a third strike.
When
that
happens.
Well, you know, we remember planes that don't take off successfully from the airport. Nobody covers successful flights.
That's right. Very true. No, you're a good point.
Yeah. They crash and burn. We're there.
Right. Other big news out of that, just more injuries. Drew Brees didn't play. Roethlisberger had an MCL strain. I'm shocked that he didn't tear that thing. That looked like a torn ACL or MCL, whatever.
Right. This year with injuries, you keep seeing them going, oh, that's an ACL, they're not.
But we're also used to seeing Roethlisberger, you know, like Gumby, like, you know, bend, fold, and mutilate, and he still gets up.
Yeah, this was a hard hit, sort of harder for me because he was one of my quarterbacks.
That's right.
Luckily, I decided not to play him this week.
That's right.
And Arizona did quite well.
Absolutely. Speaking about Arizona, Colin Kaepernick, two straight passes, two pick sixes.
Well, I think we spoke before that in 10 years, will we remember who he is?
Kaepernick, probably not.
Right. Mm-hmm. I want to get back to a point Lee made about injuries.
Yes.
And they all seem to be worse or mentioned worse, and then they came back. So I'm wondering if this is to pacify the fans or the casual that they, you know, because I think mothers in general will determine the future in the NFL. Because a lot of moms don't, or even fathers, dads, don't want them to play football.
Nope.
And they want them to play soccer and different things. So I think if you can make it seem, oh, it's not as bad, and you see a lot more family-friendly type advertising by the NFL.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think you have a real point there, Lee, that they're saying it's bad, and then, oh, no, it's fine now.
Right.
Yeah. So that was the big thing. Yeah, so Arizona walloped San Francisco. They are not good.
Well, they've scored 126 points in the last three games. Mm. And their opposing team's records are 1-8. So you can make what you want of that. I'm predicting a bounce, the bounce theory, that 126 in three games is too much.
Yeah.
And if they played Hillsborough High, they'd be tough to cover that 7.
That's
six
true, yeah.
Seven.
Yeah, anywhere else. And, Chicago's really, really bad, by the way. They're selling players. They're trading players. Yeah. Jared Allen, their good pass rusher. Their linebacker John Bostic.
Well, this coach is known as a turnaround specialist.
That's true.
Fox.
He has turned around a couple. Mm-hmm. Carolina brought them to the Super Bowl. Brought Denver to the Super Bowl. So that's good.
Work in progress.
That's right. So going on to week four of the NFL, we get our first London game, a 9:30, which was nice last year.
That's a yawner.
Well, literally, because you're going to be waking up. Pretty much, you're just going to roll out of bed and watch that game. So 9:30, Jets and Miami. That's a divisional game. Miami loses a home game, although I don't think
it seems like throughout the history of those two teams, it doesn't matter what their records are. They play it close. They play it tough.
Yeah, for real. So
hopefully it will be a good game, even if it's an early game.
Well, I hope there's a lot of field goals because that gets the European crowd involved.
But yes, kickers.
They love the kickers.
Yes.
So who do you like this week, Dan? What are your best bets?
I'm going to go against the Cardinals with the bounce theory. I'm going to take the Rams with the 6.5.
Right, Arizona at home.
I think either way, that's going to be a close game.
Yeah, that's why I think 6.5 might be too much wood.
I think St. Louis is a little bit embarrassed. I think that they lost to the Redskins in Washington. They lost at home to the Steelers with I think just what field goals? No, they scored touchdowns, but they've been 12-6 going for two.
Or something.
Yeah, they've been going. That's the other thing. These the move back extra points, it screws up the whole math.
I like it though.
No, it keeps the game interesting. And the Steelers are only going for two. So
smart.
Good for them. But still, I'm looking at that like, wow, four field goals. That wasn't... Oh, they scored touchdowns. Oh, well, excuse me, I didn't realize.
Well, you see, now when it's 2-point, I don't get up to the refrigerator or the bathroom.
True.
Yeah.
So, the advertisers have to love it. The league, I don't think it matters.
Right.
I don't think they care.
So, all right, so you like Arizona. You like St. Louis on the road, I should say.
Yeah,
again,
this wouldn't be a pro-Ram bet. It would be an anti-Cardinal.
Right.
Now, another we were talking about bounce theories.
Yes.
And what's you want to go over the bounce theory again?
Well, it's basically scoring 100 or more points in three games consecutive.
Right.
And what happens there is the line makers give more points to the underdog. because these teams seem unbeatable.
Right.
Last year we hit with the when the Pittsburgh played the Jets.
In that trap game. Yeah,
well,
I remember that.
It was a trap game, but it also was a bounce theory game.
But that
so this is similar.
That was the week after, like, Roethlisberger had five touchdowns in,
it just,
in two consecutive games.
He was already, you know.
Right.
Yeah, he's that good. But anyway, yeah, so it's a bounce.
Okay.
But also New England has 119.
That's true. Now, they're
and
on
Buffalo
a bye this week.
Buffalo has 100.
Yeah.
They already have a bye?
Yes. The byes start this week.
Yeah, they have a bye, yeah. And Buffalo might be suspect because Rex Ryan is kind of a win-lose type of coach.
True.
So
yeah.
This 100 points, let's see what happens.
It's
with
the battle
that.
For New York this week. Bills at home versus the Giants. Bills, no LeSean McCoy. He's going to be out. And
right.
It looks like Sammy Watkins not going to play either. So they're banged up on offense. So
and the Giants are starting to get it together.
They're starting to get it. Although Victor Cruz has another.
What is that line? 5.5?
That is currently, 5.5. Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Giants, Victor Cruz had another setback, his calf, so he's going to be out as well.
And
so
I saw they were trying out three receivers.
Wes Welker, Hakeem Nicks, and Chris Cooley.
Chris Cooley.
But he's more of like a fullback tight end type instead
true.
Of a wideout.
But
no.
Possession receivers.
Oh, absolutely. That could definitely help them. What was the other game you like? So you like St. Louis on the road, and was there another one that you liked? I mean, there's some tough ones when you even just trying to find some really good games. It's a little iffy. I mean, really, the best game this week might be, I don't even know, Denver, Minnesota?
Well, I'm liking the Eagles over the Redskins.
Okay.
No.
Redskins are home and bad. But also, that's a revenge game, really, because the Eagles were knocked out of the playoffs last year by the Redskins.
Right.
Yeah.
That won't be forgotten.
No, definitely not.
So, time to get their pound of flesh.
Okay, so Eagles.
And that line's 3.5.
Yeah, 3. I have a 3. So, Eagles on the road, 3.
Right. It's hard not to like the Packers at the 49ers.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Rodgers is just amazing.
Rodgers, yeah, he is.
Doesn't matter who's out.
No.
And that running back is, that's a
Lacy
load.
Or Starks?
Lacy.
Yeah, Lacy.
That's a load. And when he gets that twist move going, that spin, I mean, this is like trying to wrestle with an alligator. Right. No, this is a big, big dude.
Yeah, that's for
powerful
sure.
thighs. I mean, he moves piles.
He really, really does. He's
but he's what, you know, last year I thought the number one phrase in with commentary was the back shoulder throw.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And now this year I'm hearing the either downhill runner or the one cut runner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I think Alfred Morris might be a good example of that.
Yeah, very true.
And there's quite a few. I don't know if Lacy's like that, but he does have some spin moves, and that's not a cut, but that's a way to shed people.
Sure. I guess
he's got more tricks in his bag.
Saving down there must have taught him that, something like that. He's a Alabama running back.
Oh, yeah.
So moving on to our the fantasy football aspect, I want to give a congratulations to my wife. In our league.
Who
our
beat you last year?
Oh yeah, well, she won our league
I
last
won the
year.
League, yeah. But
wait till you hear this point total.
Wow, yeah. So my wife, week three in our specialized league, we have higher point values for a lot of things.
Okay.
Throwing touchdowns are 6 points as opposed to 4. Half points for receptions.
Okay.
And a lot of stuff, and also
and two kickers.
Do we have two kickers? Yes. Yes. I want to try something new. I've been doing
that's good. That's
14
good.
Years. I've been doing fantasy football. I want to try something new. So last week. Last week, Lee scored a season high and I think almost a all-time high of 212 points in her league.
Yeah.
Now, she had Carson
you
Palmer.
Go, girl.
Yeah.
She had Carson Palmer, who had two passing touchdowns, 300 yards. She had A.J. Green, who had 227 yards receiving and two touchdowns.
Yep.
Greg Olsen, 134 receiving yards and two touchdowns. Chris Johnson, that's CJ2K, with 110 yards rushing, two rushing touchdowns, and also the Arizona defense that had gave up 7 points, had two touchdowns, four interceptions, and a safety and two sacks.
Yeah, that was hard to
play. So she had 1, 2, 3 players over 30, with two of them encroaching upon 40 points.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking if they do beat the bounce theory, it's going to be because of that defense.
Yeah, that's for sure. That defense is a very good defense. Todd Bowles left it in good condition for them.
Right, and they play aggressive.
That's right. And so for this week, so I also won both games last week.
Wow.
So, you know, my NFL team lost, but my two teams won. So I'm kind of happy about that. So, so that's going to be happening. People are talking about Andrew Luck is kind of hurting with his throwing shoulder. That's got me nervous.
Well, they put up 34, 38. What did they do?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, the beginning of the season, they were talking about how, you know, he's an elite quarterback. But, I mean, this season especially, I really haven't seen that. So maybe he was battling a shoulder injury.
Yeah,
well,
but
I mean, they can't block for him.
No,
I mean,
they can't.
I mean, the guy's being pounded.
They spent their money poorly. They are.
Right.
What is it? Pennywise, dollar foolish?
Pound foolish.
Lucas Oil Stadium is a very wonderful place to watch drum corps.
That too,
so.
Yes. So yeah, I also had the Arizona defense in my personal league, so I just want to make sure. But just a lot of injuries this year that have been really killing me. Jordy Nelson going down.
Right.
And then I'm trying to swoop in and get some of these other guys, you know, Thomas Rawls in Seattle, as he's the new running back behind Marshawn Lynch, James Starks, Matt Jones behind Alfred Morris.
Well,
all these
Starks
guys I'm trying
to grab
onto.
Starks is a thrashing type runner.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is. He's very good. What else? The NBA. They're going to pull a page out of the NFL, and they're going to have reviewed calls from their New Jersey center. Just like how the NFL has their New York center, they review, you know, calls and then send it back and say, hey.
Will they be able to find out which refs are taking bribes? I mean,
they might. Depends.
They have their own scandal problems than the NFL.
It depends.
Yeah.
When
I copycat in the NFL about anything. Maybe Skycam.
That's true, yeah.
Or Pylon Cam, or what's the next cam?
Logo
cam.
Pylon cam, I would like that.
The pylon cam is the closest you're going to get to the laser across that dictates, okay, the ball crossed the line.
Well, your dad has one of those, what is that, GoPro?
Oh, the
GoPro.
Yeah,
he has a GoPro, yeah.
I mean, is that next? Are we all going to have helmet cam? I mean,
I would get nauseous, I think, watching like quarterback cam.
But I am enjoying pylon cam. And I think that's going to help the game, too. So that's just something that came
across.
You
enjoying that?
I think so.
That looks like looking in one of those, in a rearview mirror. Things aren't exactly the size they're supposed to be or whatever
that sign
says.
That looks really far away. What is that, helmet? What is that, a football?
Things appear closer than they actually are. Or
it does seem odd. And
like a fear factor.
Also, very quickly with the NBA, Derrick Rose, the best player.
What did he say, Dom?
No, he didn't say anything dumb. He got an elbow in his eye, and he has a broken fractured orbital bone.
Oh.
So, but this is a guy who's getting injured so much he can't stay on the court between his, what is it, Achilles or knee a couple years ago, now this, and there's something else in between. And he's supposed to be their cornerstone for the Bulls, but he's just not on the court, and he's not helping out the team. He's the new Grant Hill. Remember when Grant Hill was supposed to be really big?
I remember his father.
Well, yeah, of course.
Calvin Hill.
That's right.
Out of Yale.
Yeah.
Black man out of Yale.
I mean, that's big.
And make it big time.
I will say that much. So.
And your son makes it, so good for those
guys.
There you
go. Absolutely. So, yeah, so that's just something that came across the wire.
Right.
So. All right, well, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Lee, thank you very much. Dad, thank you very much for joining
me.
We'll be having some interesting news coming soon. By the next episode, probably, we'll have to let you know about. And
we're having another baby?
No. No. Something sports related. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin the surprise. So.
Okay.
All right. So once again, our number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. Thank you very much. Andrew, take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.